Taliban spokesman said today they would not give up Kandahar, the city in which their movement was launched, without a fight. Kandahar is also home to some of the commanders who fought the Soviets and later caused havoc after the Soviets withdrew. Current reports from Kandahar suggest that competing interests in the city are now jostling for a foothold. From Quetta, Pakistan, NPR's Sarah Chase reports.
He travels in a convoy of 5 pickup trucks, bristling with bodyguards. His name is Haji Bashar, and he's 35 years old. Muhammad Aref, who grows opium poppies in western Afghanistan, knows him well. Bashar is his main buyer.
Haji Bashar is the biggest smuggler in Afghanistan. He has a lot of wealth, and he has the business of opium now at present time also. Haji Bashar buys opium from small dealers or small smugglers, and he has a very big business in abroad also.
And this Haji Bashar is one of 2 or 3 men to whom the Taliban have apparently handed over the keys of their city, according to reports in the pro-Taliban media and telephone contacts with Kandaharis. It's no wonder, say Afghans here. Bashar is an ally of the Taliban movement, to whom its leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, is indebted, explains another opium smuggler, Alahuddin.
Through Haji Bashar, the Taliban came to exist in Afghanistan. And Haji Bashar is the friend of Mullah Muhammad Omar. And that's why the Taliban yesterday or today handed over power to his own follower, Haji Bashar.
And according to some reports, the Taliban told Bashar to share power in Kandahar with one of their top commanders, the Kandahar security chief. A spokesman for Taliban leader Mullah Omar denied these reports today, but Kandaharis interviewed separately said they had either seen or heard from relatives that the Taliban were vacating town in their characteristic pickups, rocket launchers on the roof racks. But even this picture may be too clear to trust. Travelers from Kandahar who arrived here yesterday described vociferous exchanges among different groups of Taliban. Some were in favor of withdrawing, others determined to stay. Anti-Taliban leader Ahmed Karzai suggests those who wanted to stay might include beleaguered Al-Qaeda forces.
So maybe the strong presence of Arabs, probably that's what the problem is between them.
The Arabs, as Osama bin Laden's followers are called here, are unpopular among southern Afghans, even those who favor the homegrown Taliban. Al-Qaeda fighters are seen as arrogant, and yet another example of detrimental foreign influence in Afghanistan. There's still no reliable sign of fighting around Kandahar among any of the rival factions. Rather, the Pashtun tradition of drawn-out negotiations seems to be in full swing. Talks among tribal emissaries and panels of elders, according to 2 accounts, to persuade the Taliban to withdraw and to obtain the fealty of local tribal leaders for the new city bosses. Opium smuggler Lahadin, who's from Haji Bashar's own tribe, fears the former Mujahideen commanders will behave the way they did after the Soviet withdrawal, divvying up the city and its roads and grabbing whatever goods or pleasure came within reach. Along with many Kandaharis, he fears they may resurrect the kind of chaos that reigned in the past. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.